New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton is calling for a U.S. Senate investigation into charges that the White House covered up information about environmental risks in Lower Manhattan following the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. A week after the terrorist attacks, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency described the air in downtown Manhattan as safe to breathe. Now a report released by the agency's inspector general says the claim was based on inadequate testing and was influenced by the White House. The new report says the White House pressured the agency to issue reassuring statements about the air quality and delete cautionary ones. Releases from the EPA recommended that office workers return to the area a week after the attacks and minimize the risk to cleanup crews at the site. Senator Clinton says the public was deceived and is owed an explanation.
I've had people come up to me in the last couple of days and say, well, what do you expect? Nobody could know. And I said, you know, right, maybe in the immediate aftermath, the first couple of days, nobody could know. But a week later, 2 weeks later, 2 months later, 6 months later, give me a break. They knew and they didn't tell us the truth, and the White House told them not to tell us the truth.
According to the Inspector General's report, EPA officials said conditions in the downtown financial district were safe despite a lack of scientific data and downplayed concerns about asbestos levels at the World Trade Center site. The former First Lady is calling for an investigation into the matter and asking for a new federal cleanup effort at the site.
What transpired in the White House? I know a little bit about how White Houses work. I know somebody picked up a phone, somebody got on a computer, somebody sent an email, somebody called for a meeting, somebody in that White House, probably under instructions from somebody further up the chain, told the EPA, don't tell the people of New York the truth. And I want to know who that is.
The report concluded that national security concerns and the desire to reopen Wall Street, the heart of the U.S. financial system, as soon as possible, influenced the agency's actions. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.